So our next topic is question S4, in which the request for information had asked for views on three aspects regarding with regards to section 15, which is investments in joint ventures. Question S4 asked whether the definition of joint control in section 15 should be aligned with IFRS 11. The categories of joint arrangements, namely jointly controlled operations, jointly controlled assets, and jointly controlled entities, should be retained, and the accounting requirements of Section 15, including the accounting policy election for jointly controlled entities in Section 15, should that be retained? And what we found in our feedback was that many respondents to the comment letters were in support of retaining the different categories and accounting requirements for joint arrangements, whereas views from the respondents to our online survey tended to be mixed. Stakeholders were also in support of aligning the definition of joint control in Section 15 to that of IFRS 11. Staff think that the feedback from the stakeholders who engaged during our consultative period provides evidence for the SMIC to recommend that the board consider aligning Section 15 for the said topics to IFRS 11. I now hand over to the SMIC members for further discussions. Thank you.
Thanks, Kumblo. Who want to comment? I see Ayodola, do you want to comment?
Okay, let me go first of that. Yeah, thank you. Well, I support the recommendation of the staff to align the definition of joint control and also maintain the category as well as the accounting requirements of joint arrangement. I think I also support the assistance of retaining the accounting requirement of joint arrangement. However, seems there was a little concern from my side. I think the popular comment here is the support of which go along with what the staff has recommended. So I think I support the alignment. So thank you.
Thanks, Ayodala. Michelle Fisher, please.
Hello, sorry, I forgot to put my hand down.
Okay, thank you. It's fine, yeah. Raymond.
Thank you, Jinshao. We support of the alignment, the alignment on the definition of joint ventures.
Raymond, just 1 second. Michelle, I think that you are sharing your screen. Accidentally, you did it. I think that you have the option there to stop. Okay, good. Fine. Sorry, Raymond. Yeah,
it's fine. Thank you. So we agree with the alignment of the definition of joint arrangements. What was of concern, though, was would it be possible to retain the current accounting that is being applied under SMEs, the different options that exist under SMEs, rather than fully going towards the accounting that IFRS 11 and I guess IAS 28 would provide for. So I think those are the comments on our end. Thank you.
Thanks, Raymond. Andrea?
Yes, so to minimize disparity between full IFRS and the IFRS for SMEs, I support the alignment of the definition of joint control and categories of joint arrangements from IFRS 11. In addition, the accounting policy election should be retained in Section 15 for application by those arrangements that qualify as joint ventures.
Thank you. Any other comments? No. Okay. So I think, Kongvlo, I think it's. I think you got what you want. Actually, I think. Basically, the three topics we discussed, I understand that SMIG members generally agree with alignment with those definitions and the basic concepts. And I think we also got enough information in relation to the investment entities. So I think, thank you. Thanks, Kongvlo. So now I think we can, if there are any, no further comments on those three topics, so I think we can move on to the next topics.